Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, overtime. 106.7 The Fan. And our pleasure to bring in via the BetQL guest hotline, Bet Smarter, Be the Books. Download the BetQL app today. He's Lou Holder from television fame, radio fame, Holder Hangout on YouTube. Lou Holder, a soccer aficionado as well. How you doing tonight, buddy?
Hey, brother, how are you? My voice is a little hoarse from yelling today, but all is well.
You know what? It's a funny thing is your voice is like on one of those witness protection filters that we have on this station sometimes. Now, it's this weird thing that we have to do. I think we have to put Lou on hold, Caitlin, and try to reconnect with him because it's like one of these this weird thing on our phone system sometimes. When people come on and they sound like they're hiding from the mafia. I don't know what it is or why it happens, but it's quite funny. Especially when he comes on saying he's hoarse and then he sounds like that. So, anyway. Hopefully we can get Lou to sound like Lou. Because that's freaking me out. Like, it sounds like he's a robot or something. That is wild. I don't know why that happens every once in a while. Two other guests, it was fine. And now all of a sudden it decides to kick in crazy. But it beats the other issue with the other station where, you know, they just cut people off after so many minutes. Which is kind of bizarre, too. Anyway. All right, cool. We got Lou now. And does he sound like Lou? How you doing, Lou? Sorry.
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're better now. I thought, although you were fine, and now you sound funny. Keep talking, Lou. Are you still there?
Oh, I am. I'm still here. I am.
What is going on here? This is a bizarre world. All right, hold on. We'll try this again. Maybe, Caitlin, maybe we have to put him on like a regular phone line, not the hotline. I don't know. This is so weird. Usually it goes away. Again, the first couple weird words. Oh, my goodness, that's funny. Well, I mean, it's later. You know, I don't know. Phones are just tired. Oh, dear Lord. What is going on with this place tonight? Anyway, we're going to try to talk to Lou. I don't... Maybe we should just do the interview like that. I don't know. What's the difference? It's just strange. Oh, man. Well... We're going to talk about, if you didn't see it today, U.S. men's soccer team won 1-0, 1-0. Christian Pulisic scores. He gets injured in the process. He's apparently sent to a hospital after the game, but from his hospital bed, he's saying he's going to be ready for the Netherlands game. With what they called an abdominal injury. And he said he'll be ready to face the Netherlands on Saturday when they play after their Group B win today over Iran. So hopefully that's the case, but he said he'll be ready Saturday, don't worry, through Instagram. So that's good if that's true. Well, his teammates said that's what he told him. It wasn't through him. He didn't put that out. But Weston McKennie said that he'll be ready Saturday, don't worry. I sent him a text and checked in on him. He said, I'm okay. Best I'll be ready on Saturday. Hey, Lou, are you there now? The real Lou Holder is
here.
Oh, that sounds so much better. The real Lou Holder is here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Excellent, man. Whew. We had you like in the witness protection mode. I don't know why we did that
to
you.
Hey, listen, that little odyssey right there is kind of kind of puts the U.S. soccer journey in a hole. Keep trying until you get in, right?
No doubt. All right. Well, let's start with this. Why is it? Is it my imagination, or does it feel like every time the U.S. is in one of these big soccer games, it is really like you're on the edge of your seat. You know, you're nail biters. I mean, it's always like holding your breath. It never comes easy, does it, for the United States when it comes to these soccer matches with the men?
No, it doesn't. But I mean, for this particular experience, I think the reason why it's close or whatever. I mean, these guys are young, right? These guys are young. They're built for 4 years from now when this tournament is supposed to be here in this country. All those guys are 19, 20, 21. And at the end of the day, to get through your group and only give up one goal, and that goal was a penalty kick, and you shut out two nations, at the end of the day, that's something that this country can be proud of. Whether you like soccer or not, it's still the United States of America, and the fact that we were embarrassed, it was an absolute embarrassment not to make the World Cup 4 years ago in Russia. For them to be in the World Cup, and to get out of their group, I mean, that's a major accomplishment. So, yeah, it was exhilarating and things of that nature, and it's hard, but they picked up a lot of casual fans along the way.
Yeah.
These guys are likable. These kids are likable, and again, they're not even in their prime yet. This team is not supposed to be, quote unquote, a favorite to do anything for another 4 years. But yeah, these guys are all getting good quality, Weston McKennie and Sardinio Dest and Pulisic. They're all playing in big time leagues around the world, and they're getting great experience. So, you're in the group, you're there, shoot. And you had to win it, and they got it done. So at the end of the day, Scott, how many times have we said that about football games? Like, man, y'all made that hard for us. And man, this thing is whatever.
Every week for 6 weeks. 6 to 7 weeks, right?
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, I just feel that it would have been it would have been frustrating if they didn't get through, because they never should have tied Wales.
Right.
And I just feel good for the whole group to get through, because they deserve it. They worked hard, and they're young. They're young. So that means they don't really care. They don't even know. They don't even know how good they're supposed to be yet. And I just feel that group was very favorable for them to get through, and they took care of business.
Lou Holder's with us, played at Rutgers. You were teammates with Alexi Lawless, who, of course, is all over the TV this time in these events, which is great. He's so passionate about it as well. But as you look at the U.S. team, as you said, it would have been disappointing if they didn't make it. Do you feel like was Greg Berhalter, like, coaching for his future today if they didn't make it? I mean, would that have been on the table? Because I was saying this earlier, I feel like soccer Twitter's more critical than Commander's Twitter. I mean, they really ride this guy, man. They just won a game today, and I'm reading tweets about how his strategy sucked, and substitutions are terrible, and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, okay, I'm really not following this as close as I should be, I guess. Well, what are your thoughts on the criticism he faces, and was he really maybe on the fine line today? If he didn't win, he might have been out.
Yeah, I think that I give him a B. I think he was above average. I mean, his goal was to he was charged. So let me give you some history here. Jurgen Klinsmann, who was the coach of this team before, he absolutely ruined stuff for USA Soccer. I mean, he put this country back so far, because they were playing a German system and the European system. It didn't work. So I do give him credit for getting them to qualify, which they should have qualified. And I do give them credit for getting through. Now everything else is gravy. I don't know how they're going to do against the Netherlands or what have you. But there were some people who thought that Gio Reyna, Claudio Reyna's kid, should have been playing more. There were some people who that know the game, thought his coaching and some of his tactical moves were in question. But then again, I mean, people thought that Ron Rivera was coaching for his life when they were one in whatever. So again, fans stands for fanatic, and you really can't. People who are inside the sport and people who are inside the games know that you got to ride it through. And at the end of the day, this team got through the group without losing a game, Scott.
Yeah.
They were undefeated. They're undefeated. Yeah. Now, a tie is a tie. You got to play the games and everything like that. They did not lose a game in the qualifiers. You got to think about that as a stepping stone for USA Soccer, you know, because there were teams, there were countries that gave up 3-4 goals. You know, this team did not give up a in-play goal in the group stage. It was a, you know, it was just a mistake by Walker Zimmerman taking down Garrett Bale in the first game, and it led to a penalty kick. And rarely, I mean, it's a 50-50 shot that the goalie's going to save it. But to me, I mean, yeah, Christian Pulisic is going to get all the flowers and everything like that. Sure. But if it wasn't for Matt Turner, I mean, he shut out two nations in group play. Right, those are the things inside that, you know, at the end of the day, Berhalter is, you know, people are still feeling him out. But again, I think it's more the embarrassment of Jurgen Klinsmann than it is the greatness of Berhalter. I just think anything's better to me than the last couple of years that we had before.
Interesting.
So, again, this team is young. They're going to make stupid mistakes. They're going to do dumb stuff. But, man, it's just a morale booster that this young team got out of a group and has got to the knockout round in a World Cup. So how I look at it as somebody who's played and watched the game. I just don't overreact too much. You would have liked to have scored more goals and what have you, but you did not give up goals, and that's something to look at.
Lou Holder's with us talking World Cup here on 106.7 The Fan. Overtime, Scott Jackson with you. So Matt Turner, I saw this thing today about him that I did not know. Didn't play soccer until high school. Walked on at Fairfield. Was also given an ESPN number one, not top 10 play in 2013. Undrafted in the MLS, and obviously now the World Cup. And hasn't given a non-penalty goal, as you mentioned, in three matches. I mean, it's cool, right? Like, because, you know, he's a late bloomer, I guess we should say. But that is interesting, because wasn't there some controversy as to the way they cut this team, right? Like, the way they selected the goalies in the end. Wasn't that one of the controversial decisions this team made?
Absolutely. And that's why, you know, everything's in question. But, you know, the story that you just mentioned, Scott, isn't that why we got into the world of sports, to tell stories like that?
You
know, them, Taylor Heineke, you know, all these stories, you know, that where did this guy come from? And oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. But again, and we've also seen it with Braden Holtby and everything like that. You can ride a hot goalie really, really far, brother. And if he's not giving up goals, it doesn't matter how he got there. He is not letting anything through, and he's made some big time saves in the group play. So that's another reason to like this team, is that these stories are coming out of nowhere. Like you said, you did your research and found that this guy is like, you know, against all odds. What is he doing there? He's shutting out nations. So I just think it's great.
Yeah, I do. I love these kind of stories. And, you know, like this, these kind of events, like World Cups, Olympics, really bring these kind of stories to your radar. And it has been a lot of fun. I'm glad they're at least getting one more game. Christian Pulisic, I mean, we know he's, you know, the face of U.S. soccer. You know, he's a star in the making and is a star in his own way. The goal, the toughness to finish out the half, and obviously the injury. And I guess he's told one of his teammates through text, McKinney, that, hey, I'm going to be there on Saturday. I mean, this is a little Willis Reed, right? I mean, this is pretty cool if he can do it. But, I mean, how important will it be, though, to have Pulisic at some level on Saturday if they're going to obviously pull off what would be considered a big upset?
I mean, yeah, that would be huge to have him. But, you know, again, I think that anybody is just – I'm happy. I guess I get you. Yeah, you can be greedy. I know Alexi's going to be greedy. I know Dempsey. I know all those guys on the desk are going to be greedy. But you know what? We're playing with house money now. And what I do want to mention, that Pulisic is going to get all the credit. But Sardinio Dest, that head ball to him, perfectly placed. I mean, that was Nicky Backstrom. Backstrom-esque. I mean, he put it right on his foot, and then, you know, at the end of the day, Pulisic had a decision to make. He had a business decision to make. You're in the box, and you have to say to yourself, which is probably a metaphor for life, how bad do you want it? It was right there. The ball, you know, because Des could have tried to head that into the corner or whatever like that. He put it right down on his foot, and at the end of the day, you got to make that decision. And I posted a picture that I showed you. Lexi and I made the same type of decision in a tournament game against SMU. One of our teammates put that ball in the box, and we both looked at each other. It was like, yo, you got to go for it. And those are the kind of things that you can't teach. You just got to go ahead and do it. So if he's there, cool. But I just think that, I mean, that is that effort today by all of those guys, legendary. And it's not just Pulisic. There was some legendary moves in there from a lot of guys. But it's if he's there, the captain, captain was Adams, but if he's there and playing, giving you anything, man, it's just icing on the cake. But again, it's just so much fun to talk about soccer again. Scott, I'll be honest. There's parts of the sport that I hate. I don't like everybody rolling around like tumbleweeds in a Western movie and all kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you were to show people the heart of a champion or heart of somebody who really, really wanted it, you'd show them a game like today, right? They couldn't tie. Because that would have been a loss.
Yep.
They couldn't lose because that would have been a loss. They had to win that game. And yes, Iran is going to call and talk about a PK, which, to be quite honest, they might have had a little gripe. There was a little tugging there, but that's not enough to overturn or give a PK in the 100th minute of a game. There wasn't that. But at the end of the day, for them to walk off there, taking care of business, Berhalter all the way down, taking care of business and getting this nation past the embarrassment stage of not even qualifying for the Cup 4 years ago, I think that we're moving in the right direction. And for the harshest of critics, you have to say to not give up a goal, a regular in-game goal in group play, is something that you can look at.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. It's great. And look, I love basketball. I hate all the flopping and all the like complaining. You know, but that's why I always laugh. I tell my friends that bitch about soccer for that more, and I go, "Do you guys watch basketball? Like, you're a basketball fan. How can you even? It's the same thing. I mean, it's the exact same thing happens in the NBA and college. Not as much, but it happens there too. Like guys trying to sell calls and complain. I mean, it's not all that different.
I mean, there is gamesmanship in there, but sometimes it's just like, Neymar made it ridiculous. And then there was some things today where people are screaming and yelling, and then the next thing you know, they're okay. But Pulisic really got hurt today.
No, he was hurt, man.
That's the only time. But the thing is, though, so many other guys, you know, they'll roll around writhing in pain worse than Pulisic, and then they just jump back up with some spray in the net.
The
so I hate
spray
that part
is great.
Of it. I hate that part of it, but there are some parts of this game, why they call it the beautiful game.
Yes.
And today I just saw parts of it. I mean, obviously every time you watch Brazil play, it's just beautiful to watch, and they're still the odds on favorite for me. You know, you still have your storylines of, you know, a Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi, and the argument still rages on, like, you know, are they even in the conversation? They're not for me, because if you don't even have one World Cup, you cannot be in the same conversation with a Maradona or a Pele who has three. So this is going to be very, very interesting to see what this is going to look out in the knockout stage. But to know that the USA is part of the knockout stage, man, how could you not be excited about Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to see what this young group of guys is going to do in a place that they've never been?
Yep. No, I'm with you, man. It's great. It's great. It's Saturday morning too, so more people can see it, hopefully. Hey, Lou.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, I appreciate it, man. I'm against it. We got Caps coming up a little bit later, so I gotta
no
get
problem.
Stay on schedule. But I love it, man. Thank you for coming on with us. Appreciate it. It was great stuff.
Anytime. Take care. I'll see you soon.
All right. Take care, buddy. Lou Holder with us here on 106.7 The Fan on Overtime. Follow him on the Twitter world at Holder Sports, and Holder Hangout on the YouTubes. For the UK, young kids call it YouTubes. I'm obviously in that demo. All right, coming up, we'll get to some more off of the soccer win today and some other thoughts before we get out of here. There's actually an update today on Von Miller for the Bills Mafia folks out there. You're everywhere, and you're definitely not in Buffalo, because God knows who wants to stay there. It's Overtime. Scott Jackson with you here on 106.7 The Fan, and streaming live in the free Odyssey app. Mo tweets me up, said, didn't know I was in overtime tonight. Yes, I am. Checking out regional basketball. ODU's down. Yeah, they lost to Charleston. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Norfolk State getting dump trucked by number one Houston, but not a surprise. And ODU and Norfolk State play on Saturday, and I will be there calling it. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. It's a little, you know, one of those, you know, in-town rivals, you know, bigger college, gets all the attention, you know. It's a dangerous game for my alma mater, no question, but it should be a good one. Norfolk State's good. They just, you know, they're not Houston good, but they're good. They're not good. They're a good program. That Maryland looks terrific. Now, Louisville's terrible. I mean, Louisville's 0-7, I think, now. 0-7. Maryland's 7-0. Maryland, they put the foot on the pedal, and I liked it, though. They were a little hiccup early in the game. They end up kicking their Louisville's ass. So, good start for the Terps, no doubt. Willard is off to a very good start, and I just love all the subtweeting my Maryland friends do on Mark Church, and they just won't let this guy just go away peacefully. I mean, they still want to just not only run him over, but they want to back up and run him over again and again and again. I mean, it's crazy how much you folks hate Turgeon. Wasn't the greatest game, coach. I'm not saying it was, but they weren't like a dumpster fire. Anyway, it's wild. It's wild. Anyway, yeah. Virginia plays Michigan a little bit, too. Thank you for checking in, Mo. Yeah, man, college basketball, it's just early in the season, you know, it's crazy how many good games there are, and I like it. I mean, I kind of wish, and my hope is, when we get to this bigger, you know, playoff system, that we'd have more of this in college football, right? Like, ability to go out a conference and not be ashamed by losing. But you don't have a lot of that, you know, because it's just like one loss can be so devastating. Instead, these people, for the most part, the schools pick their poison, if you will. They don't mess with it. They don't want to play great teams at a conference on the regular. You know, some of them do. You know, but at least they're always like a neutral site games and these preseason classics and what have you. There's just not enough of those kind of games. But yeah, college football, I mean, you know, it's not going to kill you to lose early. Who cares? I mean, there's plenty of time to get your season back on track. So that is the beauty of it, having the longer season. And I don't know. I guess Dick Vitale went on some rant last week. One of my friends was telling me about it, about how college basketball needs to move back, like start later. But I don't know. I mean, I think the problem when you do that is then, you know, they're not going to change the tournament time. They're not moving it out of March and into the latter part of April. I guess it could. Then would it be April Madness? I'm not sure. It wouldn't make sense. But I don't think they're going to do that ever. So then you're just, you know, jamming all those games in there and making it a little crazy. So I don't see that happening. It just is what it is. Yeah, and it gets lost in the wash right now, I guess. You know, and it's for some people. But the people that care about it are following it right now. So one of the most shocking things going on right now is Baylor, who I believe is top 10. I mean, they're getting dump trucked by Marquette, the Fighting Shaka Smarts, 51-25 at halftime. Jeez. Woo. That's serious. 51-25 at halftime. That's not good. All right, Von Miller says he's going to be back. He's not done. There was some reporting last week says he might be done for the year. No. Von Miller is going to be back, he claims. He says he thinks he'll be able to return, or hopes. There's a difference between thinking and hoping. Hopes he'll be able to be back by week 14 when they take on the Jets. He's not playing this week, though, which is week 13. So one more week for him. That's pretty amazing. Because, I mean, when you cart somebody off on Thanksgiving Day, you usually expect the worst. That's certainly good news. All right, we'll come back, put a wraps on this one before we hand it over to Caps Hockey. Overtime, Scott Jackson with you here on 106.7 The Fan and streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. All right, it's overtime. Scott Jackson with you here on 106.7 The Fan, streaming live on the Free Odyssey app. Coming up, Caps Hockey, 9:45, the pregame, Ben Raby. We'll have it for you, and, of course, the Caps are in Vancouver. If you were unaware of it, now you are aware of it. So we'll see what the Capitals have in store tonight. Apparently, if you didn't know, you'll know now, Alex Ovechkin, just a goal away from tying Wayne Gretzky. Not for the all-time goals, obviously. That's over 100-plus. But, no, for the road goal record, Who knew, right? Who knew that Wayne Gretzky was such a home goal patter, but he was all those years. He was getting all these home goals. But anyway, yes, so that's coming up here in a bit. All right, Lou mentioned this earlier in the air, and I didn't get a chance to look at it. I'm just seeing it. He tweeted this out to us. So Lou Holder was on with us earlier this hour talking USA Soccer. This picture of him and Alexi Lawless, and it's a, as he said, it was a NCAA tournament game when they played for Rutgers together. And they're both like, I don't even, it looks like Alexi's almost like, I can't even explain it. There's a goalie, there's Lou, and the ball. I hope that's going in. I think it does. Anyway, it's pretty wild. Picture of the two of them just in the air, and there's a goalie in the air. I can't make heads or tails of it, to be honest with you, but it's a good picture. I don't know who took it, but it's impressive. So yeah, check that out on the socials at Holder Sports. It's interesting. So they had the replay of the game on. A lot easier to watch a replay when you already know the end result. But man, what if you watch it today? It was crazy how much drama there was at the end. And yes. There may have been a missed call. The international sports are just, you know, they're full of conspiracy theories, complaints, you know, it's always something. Anything that's international, it's a World Cup or an Olympics or what have you. I mean, look, we've been on the short end of it in this country. I mean, for those that don't know, the U.S. basketball team totally got hosed. Back in the day, they didn't even pick up their medals. They were so pissed off, the 72 team. That was the worst. I mean, you know, they had they made a movie about it. I mean, it was nuts. I mean, Doug Collins, former Wizards coach, was on that. I mean, on that team, the 72 team. You know, he made what should have been the game icing free throws. I mean, they kept starting it over, you know, with the Russian basketball team, USSR back then. It was just, it was wild, man. It was just one of the craziest things ever. If you watch the documentary, it's really interesting. And, you know, this guy's, you know, forever did not touch their medals. I think maybe they finally got them a few years ago. I don't know. But they were never going to take them. They were so mad about the outcome of that game. And it was in a gold medal in a gold medal game, and it was the sketchiest referee of all time. It's just, you know, you just never know what you're going to get in these things. But I don't know. I don't like the VAR that they have in soccer all the time. I mean, look, it's necessary. You got to do it. I just kind of felt like the one offside today that took away what should have been the second U.S. goal was just, you know, part of what the referee and the linesman's job are to decide if it, you know, is a true advantage gained. And boy, that's a hard one to sell, but you know, is what it is. They still won. Had they not won, I'm sure a lot of folks would have been pretty ticked off about that too. They'd be talking about that today, those kind of things. But it's a good feel. I'm with Lou. I think it's a ahead of schedule situation, and you don't have to be the biggest of soccer fans to, you know, be excited about the opportunity for the country. Because, I mean, look, we're good at a lot of things. And people play the sport over here. They watch it. I mean, the numbers are incredible for the Premier League over here. And a lot of money's put into it for clubs, parents, you know, spend big bucks to take the kids. I mean, it's a very large country. We should have, you know, probably by now made a little bit more progress, right? I mean, is that fair to say? I'm just happy some of our guys, and they're most of the guys that are playing, too, on this team, are getting opportunities overseas. They're good enough to, you know. They're good enough to. And that's not a knock on the MLS, but it's just reality of, you know, where the better leagues are. And they're not here, you know. And it's not here. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see. And hopefully, you know, they can pull off the unexpected on Saturday morning. Hopefully. Would be nice. It would be a good way to start Saturday before a lot of college football. Four championship day, you got a big World Cup match too. If you like all sports, it's good. All right, a couple other real quick things before we get out of here. The Commanders Giants game this weekend up in New Jersey. Yeah, the Giants, they are kind of like living like the Commanders too, like close games. Like 9 of their last 11 have been decided by one score or less. you know, 8 points, or, which means 8 points or less now that we have the two-point play in the pros. We have had for a while. But anyway, so they're 7-2 in those games. Brian Daboll would become the fourth coach over 30 years to lead the Giants to the playoffs, so they're able to get there. He'd be just the fourth. Pretty impressive if you're able to do it in his first season. Dan Reeves did it in year one. Ben McAdoo didn't end well for him, obviously. Jim Fossil, same deal. They have been a team that's been opportunistic. They've got off to good starts, you know, got off to a good start this season, but lately, you know, Lady Luck health has not really been on their side. So hopefully that trend continues for them this weekend when they host the Commanders. All right, we'll talk more about that throughout the week. I'll be on Burgundy Gold today, tomorrow from noon to 3 on Team 980, and as well as Thursday with my buddy Rick Doc Walker. All right, thanks to Caitlin for producing it. Thanks to all of our guests, Ben Raby, Lou Holder, also our buddy Chase Hughes for stopping on by as well. That's going to do it for us. Caps hockey is straight ahead as they get ready to take on the Vancouver Canucks. Scott Jackson saying so long. Thanks for joining us tonight here on 106.7 The Fan, always streaming live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.